There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's Reality Gate. Let's love.
Y'all, this is a special Reality Gaze because... ooh, I didn't know that we could make this show gayer, but we have, because we have, we have Wah and Chris from DocuSweeties here, y'all. Welcome,
yes!
Ladies.
And I am hot off of that West Hollywood Carnival Halloween. I am dripping, and you know, I went to Mickey's.
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, you went to Mickey's.
Yeah.
There was y'all. That is, I like to distinguish voices. That if you're not watching the video, the intimate portrait, that is Chris that is talking.
Oh, hi, I'm Chris.
And Wahima, please say hello.
Ooh, hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. I'm Wahima. I'm currently in Minnesota. You don't know where that is, and that is okay.
I can't even say her city. I can't say the city she's in. It's too
like
hard.
It's a very weird name. We're going to talk about Mickey's. Y'all, you're wondering, where's Poodle? Poodle went down to New Orleans. They can't find her. They don't know where she is. I think she fucked too many Cajuns, and now she has a stomach bug because they were all up inside her guts. And he is a little under the weather. So reluctantly. I texted you this morning and said, well, y'all, I said, well, one of you jump in, just one of you. I don't need both of you or both of you. And you both were like, yes and yes. So thank you so much for coming in last minute to save us. We appreciate it very much.
No, thank you for having us. So you say he's somewhere lost in bon ton, like just somewhere.
He is
Shreveport, bon ton.
Bon ton. He's like that chef in Ratatouille. He's like, get in that dicker.
Parlez-vous français?
I think actually he just landed in LA today. I've heard. I don't know if he made his flight. There was a raven that I'm actually in Oklahoma, but there was a raven that flew against the window and died. And that was my signal that Poodle is okay.
Ooh.
That's what I use.
Oh, you're in Oklahoma. You're in the same time zone as me. Let me look at the map and see where Oklahoma is.
No, don't. Okay. I'm in Oklahoma visiting my family. And so it's, it's been great. But anyway, it's been like that. I did a thing with Kim and Kyle today with Cray Cray because Kim had a baby. So I was excited to help them.
Congratulations to her. God bless.
So we're all just helping each other out. It's like a circle jerk of podcasting. Really.
Yes. It's a 90-day circle jerk.
Yeah. It's like an ookie cookie, you know.
Okay, y'all, we've been drinking wine. I don't know what's going to happen.
Is that obvious? We've been drinking wine. My face is red. I just nodded.
My business.
Okay. We are 2 minutes in.
That's my business.
That's your business. That's your business. Okay, we're just going to jump in. I don't think we have any. Oh, the only announcement is for you sissies. Selling Sunset Season 7 dropped on Friday of last week because this is coming out on Sunday night. But it dropped out last week. And so listen to that. This season of Selling Sunset is very good. We enjoyed it thoroughly. So that's coming out. Golden Bachelor, be sure to check that out. We have a collab coming up with Game of Roses. So we're excited to talk about Golden Bachelor. It's hometowns. I haven't watched it yet. It's coming on tonight. We're recording this on Thursday. So anything else? I think that's it. And I think we can jump into this. I'm just teasing y'all, but there's going to be some once in a lifetime reality gaze moments that are going to happen this episode. That's all I'm going to say. So stay tuned. DocuSweeties, you cover 90 Day. Tell everybody what you cover.
Okay. So we follow the entire 90 Day universe. We have, of course, regular 90 Day happening right now. We're still towing it, which, by the way, we're in episode 18. It feels like this season is 47 years long.
And it's going to the end of the year, you know?
No.
Mary Payne said it's going to the end of the year because they're doing an hour episode. So it's going to be like 23 episodes.
What is this, an NBC show? Are you a network television?
Is it step by step?
I know, day by day. Beth
Sarper, who just gives us great reality television every episode.
Oh, by the way, I think he's great, and I don't not like him.
Same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I feel like... okay, so, yeah, so that, of course... now, listen, we on our Patreon are doing Last Resort, and we...
I'm not cut
out
yet.
Are we doing that? We have to catch up with that. We're going to do it. I promise. I'll just do it myself without you. God bless me. We'll do it. We started it. We'll do it. Another thing, we like to do bingeable docuseries that, like, show up on the streaming networks, like that Netflix, Hulu situation, that Discovery Plus. So, we do that, too, like that... kind of makes us really happy.
What was the last docu series that you did that you loved?
Oh, that we loved.
Yeah, that's the hard one. That's the hard one. I'm gonna say Teal Swan. I still think about her.
Yeah, I still think about Teal Swan. We also did the Murders. I think that one was pretty good.
Yes.
Was there one that you didn't love watching, but you loved talking shit about it?
I'm gonna say Natalie Grace.
Yeah. The one we hated watching and hated talking about, Jared from Subway.
Oh, yeah. that like turned your stomach, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It got into other episodes where we were just like, you would just watch it just, scowling, just being like, when is this over? Like gritting your teeth, just being like, ugh. And just like, when you would start pushing play to record an episode, you're like, well, babes, let's just start off as being like every trigger possible. So don't even listen to this. I would just not even listen to this episode. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Don't watch this anyway. And then you'd have to try and find 45 minutes to talk about this goddamn monster and what he did and these, baddie ass. So anyway, catching a monster was
ever eat Subway again?
Not never.
Never.
Not never. And I used to get that French bread, like the white one. I was a big Veggie Delight person for a hell of a long time.
I love a Veggie Delight. Love a Veggie Delight.
Never. Never again.
Yeah. Like I knew early on that like the chicken looked looked weird, and you can't trust anyone that like would ever serve you chicken like that. I mean, if anyone... That chicken was like, used to be microwaved in one of those like...
It was so white. It was so pale gray white.
They'd microwave it in like something you'd get like from a hot dog place, like on a stand, like a paper thing. And then they would just put it on there and you're like, what is that thing that you just put on there? And
it wasn't chicken, it was chicken.
Yeah, that was a good thing with the vegetable light, because at least you're like, well, this looks like vegetables. And meanwhile, they sprayed all the vegetables with like hairspray style fibrous stuff to keep it, they're crazy there. The yoga mats were in the bread, honey. What did we eat? What did we drink?
Oh my God.
As I'm about to get down to this front door.
So, y'all go. So, okay. So, again, you get your 90. Y'all, now, I don't know if you cover it, but while you love Love After Lockup, right?
Yes, we do cover Love After Lockup. Where we differentiate is that I love The Family Chantel. And so I cover The Family Chantel and Just Call Me Wah, which is my YouTube channel.
Ah, okay. We're after this season of Happily Ever After, we're covering Family Chateau starting season one. Back on our Patreon, so okay. In Supercast RG Plus, so we're doing that. Mm-hmm. You know what? I never wanted to really cover Family Chantel, but after meeting Drunk Chantel, and we both talked about being dickmatized, that was a bonding moment. And then also, it was really, we just watched the episode on our $5 tier. We just watched the episode where Chantel goes to the Dominican Republic and has the conversation with Pedro's mom. And she's mm-hmm. like, "Itu," and mm-hmm. it says, "Itu." And basically is like, "Your family said shit too." Mm-hmm. And I went, "Oh, that's where you got your own show, bitch." Because we forget the daughter doesn't fall far from the mother tree.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that to me, that was a brilliant... The fact that they got their own spinoff, like Darcy and Stacey and like a few other people, like yeah. Annie, really made me go, okay, I got to watch them. And also they're Black, so, you know, I got to support.
Yeah,
it was just really smart. So they got 4 seasons out of it. I'm happy for them. I'm all about it. And it took a dramatic turn.
Yeah.
This late season is going to be great. I can't even tell you just how... And let me tell you, I don't have this emotion ever really, but jealous I was that y'all got to go to the 10th anniversary of 90 Day Fiancé. It just felt just intrinsically that Matt Sharp and all of everybody who's ever done that show has just ignored me the entire time. That I have been talking about this show since 2018, since season one of Before the 90 Days. I was That's the true. One who got people, 30,000 of them, if you go back and check my YouTube numbers, Ooh. To watch
Ooh.
Darcy go to Holland and get fake proposed to, promise ringed, in a windmill.
In a windmill.
In a windmill. And they didn't even consider us. Now, I'm happy for you, just still jealous.
If they ever invite us again, I will say, listen, I got a friend and I will bring you up. I will bring you up.
You're a true friend.
I will bring you up.
A true sweetie.
I will say this, and then we're going to get started in this, I promise. I didn't know the name of this episode. I don't know what the name of this episode. Did y'all write it down?
No. I can find out, but no, certainly not.
It's episode 5.
It's episode 5 of season 10. I will say this. This is my prediction. Family Chantel is going to end, and the family Gino will begin. Y'all, I wish you could see Chris Farrah's face. She just shot up. She shot up like if I was sucking dick in a cornfield and my mama just yelled my name, Mama!
Like a little meerkat, you know, like on the prairie, like a little prairie, like, you know, like stiff, arms up and nose flaring.
I'm just saying, just imagine what Gino's family is like.
Well, we don't have to. We've seen part of it. But like, you know, it's like so many parts of it still work because she's how sweet her son is like otherworldly. Oh, and like this episode. Almost. Oh, what?
Whose son? Who are you talking
Jasmine's
about?
Jasmine's son.
Oh, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce. Hey.
Yes. That's in fact, yes.
You won't break his soul.
Yeah, you know. And someone tried, and that was his mom. Ooh!
Oh, okay. So this says season 10, episode 5. I just looked up. It's called Committed in Matrimony. It's the name of
this episode.
That's what I was trying to do. We all gathered here today.
We got it. Let's jump in, y'all. Let's talk about, shall we, Rob and Sophie. Shall mm-hmm. we talk about them? Now, first of all, I just did this show with Kyle. We're really bad. Jake and I, we don't check people's social media and all this stuff. He said, did you know that Sophie has like 5 different OnlyFans accounts?
Oh, wait, no. Showing what?
Sophie, Rob and Sophie, that's where she makes her money. She makes her money on OF.
Oh. But like doing what? Showing feet? Showing
We don't know. She's so titties. Shy. I can't imagine what she's showing.
Yeah, like that's what, her without her wig?
Yes, that's what. So come to the
Cosplaying
table.
Cosplaying a let's full discuss. White person?
Is Sophie wearing a wig?
She's doing an amalgamation of things.
Are you I'm telling you, this woman, I can't believe what she has decided to do instead of God's gift to her, which is her curly, thick ass, beautiful brown hair. But oh my God, this is where I just like, my heart hurts. Okay. This is like,
Fuck them Spaniards.
This is what I'm going to tell you. Like, this is ridiculous, but like my heart hurts for this one because instead of what she could have done, she has matted her beautiful brown, curly, curly, kinky hair to her head, then bleached it. Now there's roots. She pulls it down with bobby pins and then this is her down look. Adheres a Miona ponytail from like hell back here. It's a different hair completely. That's when she can't get her other shit together. Now, what she does for when she is on is put on a full fucking wig. And then she has her little like lace front piece here that is two shades darker than the makeup and skin color she right now wants her face to be. I cannot get over how she's decided to look. And I feel like it's this whole season, except for some of the newer people, there's three hardcore, obviously, plastic surgery addicts. And I feel like everyone's like Nikki this and Nikki that. Of course, Nikki, obviously, she was on Botched. I mean, it's not anything. But Jasmine and Sophie have been turned upside down, downside up in every way. Like Sophie has had so much filler that she like her cheekbones don't even like she doesn't even have a chin anymore. Like her chin like fades in existence. Like, I mean, she this woman I think does not like herself in a way that sometimes, I mean, I don't know, this plastic surgery part for all of them, even Nikki, all of them. No, you can't have that much where you are trying to change every fucking part of you and tell me that you love yourself. It unfortunately does not radiate that, my love. It radiates someone who looks at themselves with a negative viewpoint. And it makes me sad.
It makes me uncomfortable. Yeah. And I wonder what Rob thinks. And he thinks nothing, obviously.
He's
what
so dumb.
What his sister thinks. They're both half black women. And how does one half black woman with bamboo earrings in her ear look at this one in front of her who like is painfully trying to hide the biracialness, like how is that? It is just hard for me to watch. And I said that I wasn't going to talk about this anymore because it's like,
you can talk about it.
Skin bleaching.
We haven't talked about it on our show because we're two white gay men. So
don't worry. I listened to that episode where you guys couldn't talk about it. And I was just in my bathroom yelling all the things that I wish I could say for you to you. But like,
I just don't want to speak for black people, but we thought things. Yeah,
I know. I read between the lines.
You know, between the gay lines.
But like, it's the chin, it was the nose, it's the cheekbones, it's the hair. I mean, the hair. And it's just like, there's just so much advancement in black wigs that this woman is just like failing to even get onto because she's so like hiding from blackness. Like
even if she did where Jake buys his wigs from, which is usually the Vivica Fox collection on Amazon. Those are great wigs. Jake loves, that's where he gets all his lesbian chic wigs, like the short ones, long in the front and kind of short in the back.
Yep.
He always, that's his favorite lady wig.
There are amazing shake and go wigs. I bought a few from TikTok, glueless wigs that you could just throw on that look so natural. And she is just failing to do what she needs to get done. And even her friend this episode, the friend that they met at the club. I mean, I know we're going further in.
No, but let's go in.
I love this guy. I can't wait.
Rob is a wanker. Rob is a loser.
Wanker's
Rob
great.
Is a loser. The fact is that he lives the way he does at his big ass age in Los Angeles with his face is a shame.
Do you think you both have lived? Well, Chris, you still live in LA while you have lived in Los Angeles. Jake and I have talked about this as well. Full
stop.
He could
be doing better.
Inglewood is not Boys in the Hood the way they're trying to make this out to be. Full stop. There's that. There's also too. Have you ever known anyone, and we all have been actors, so we know broke people. We know people that don't have money. Have you ever known anyone who doesn't have a bathroom in their apartment?
No.
Nope.
So no. Do you think this is fraud? Like Jake actually posed a question. I went, no, that can't be true. And then I kind of thought about it. It was actually Sissy who said, did they rent the apartment just for the show? Or do you think he chooses to live there?
I don't think he's a good enough actor to make me feel what I am feeling, which is that his ego and everything is tied to how horrible his life is. And I'm watching it happen. So I think it's real.
Ooh,
and I think that,
that was sadder than I wanted it to be.
I feel like if I take it down this whole podcast, I'll bring it up. But yeah, I know. You know, you're just like, yeah, you, it's like also like in this day and age, babe, you can Uber for like just Uber, Uber to get a couple more hundos to get a bathroom and or get a roommate. I mean, in my mind, mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, obviously there's a privilege and not everyone can have like a gorgeous apartment, but there's like, is that better than having a roommate? Like maybe it is to him, but here's the part of where we're going back to how Rob doesn't understand the way life works at his age. I don't understand how he thinks that Sophie wouldn't need time to get ready when he sees what she looks like. When men don't know like fake eyelashes, like when they see someone that like is dressed up like that, I don't understand what they think because they also see that person later on mm-hmm. when all of it is off. So when men like complain mm-hmm. about Nikki or, you know, like Sophie getting ready, it's like, well, you see them on the beginning of their journey. Do you think that someone just has a machine to suddenly stamp you into that? Like, what do you talk like? I don't understand men who just like don't understand how looks work, how aesthetics work. I don't understand men who want a hot woman who don't understand the work that goes into it and how they have to pay for it. I don't understand so many parts of this kind of like man that wants a hot woman, no matter what she does to get that way, and then not be able to pay the price, literally and figuratively, by the time and money people that he has to
spend. People are clapping. People are clapping because, yes, I feel like it feels like. It's what Jake immediately was like, Rob is really hot. And he said, you don't think he's hot? And I said, I don't think he's hot because he's so, the fakeness of him, he just seems so, I don't trust who he is. It feels so douchery and I couldn't get behind him. And even in this episode, like, so let's talk about it's, they're only with other couples, you know, they always say how many days to wed. It's 86 days to wed. They've only been together 4 days and they're already having this much problems. 4 days. And they're talking about children.
Yeah, I mean, at Dave & Buster's, surrounded by children. Okay, I scream. I don't want you to know. I want you to know one thing about me. I love Dave & Buster's. Okay, I love Dave & Buster's. I love an arcade. I will anytime go to Dave & Buster's. And by the way, we are in LA. That was at Hollywood and Highland. That was the Hollywood and Highland. I saw the Power Up, and I was like, "That's me." I one time won a breakfast sandwich maker from a Dave & Buster's. So forever, my life, I will be like very into it. Was that me, or maybe that was my friends? One of my friends or me got a sandwich thing. It might have been Michelle Collins. Actually, that was actually her. But I'll tell you, I've had birthdays at Dave & Buster's. Like it's so funny when he's petulantly like throwing that basketball, you know, he's missing every shot. You know, kids are off to the side, shot. Just being like this asshole. He's not getting any tickets.
Would you introduce your girlfriend to your sister at Dave & Buster's though?
You know what? Why?
Because it's a fun place where if no one's feeling the vibes, then you can have some activity to do. Or if it's awkward, you guys could play a shooting game.
It's not face to face. Okay. All right. You know what? I was against that. You just kind of convinced me other. I can kind of understand that. And also, can we acknowledge that Rob is a man child?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I just feel like that's part of it too. So it's 86 days of wed. He's like, I didn't get much sleep. They decide to go out and talk. And suddenly now we're talking about, like, she's talking about pregnancy, but now we're talking about they're not even married yet. They don't have money for a bathroom, but yet they're talking about we're going to get a surrogate if you can't carry a baby. Like, stop.
Because Rob is a man-child. Because of that, because he is like, well, I can't see myself without a family, completely negating people who don't have children as though they're not families within themselves. Like a man and a man, or a woman and a woman.
And not even adopted. He's like, he says, I need to have little me's. And I went, gross.
He's such a, he's a narcissist. I mean, like that. I mean, he's almost textbook. He's textbook.
No, he's very much a narcissist, and he's very much a man child. He's like all of these things. He's a loser.
He's a loser.
And so he for him to even say something like that with all of his chest and on a full breath means that he's not even completely thinking about the full scenario. He can't afford to have a space that has a bathroom. And he's talking about whether or not he's going to impregnate this woman. When are you going to impregnate her? When are you going to have enough money to afford a surrogate in 10 years?
Like, oh, he's playing on being in Jay-Z though. See, the thing is he's trajectory is him now, Rob. Very soon, though, Jay-Z. Mm-hmm.
Very, you know what? Right. It is, and I've talked, Jake rolls his eyes when I talk about this, but it's a part of like covert narcissism. It's this idea of future faking. I keep talking about the future of what's going to happen down the road, all the wonderful things I'm going to do down the road, but I'm going to do nothing to put those things into action and actually put feet to the ground currently in this situation, because I'm going to use a 2x4 to prop up my trunk. Like that's where we are. Okay, so he, so later on, so they have this, they have this surrogacy conversation. They kind of decide that they're, maybe that's an option. What, Sophie talks to her mom, Claire, and Claire's just kind of like, I feel like Claire just came from a bar. She's just like, hey, lady, how are you? Oh, I don't want to give you advice. I'm just alone with her duck lips. She's like,
people are like assholes. Everyone has an opinion. And so I just wanted to say that I think that you should do whatever it is that your heart desires. And if you want to be with Rob the Knob, then I support you in whatever it is that your choices are. And she's like, Mom, I think it's really great because, you know, it's funny that you should say that because me and Rob just had a really bad row. You know, we've had a fight right now. And, you know, he was talking about me having children. Well, you know, Sophie, you should really decide if you want to have the children or you're doing it for Rob.
Yeah. That part.
It's just, it's hard because she, like she says in this episode, she just really wants to be with him. She's so fucking young and he's 10 years older. So there's a whole other thing. Yeah, she's very young. He's 10 years older. So when he's like, why don't you know whether you want to have kids? And she's like, because I want to live a life first. I want to be like, bitch, because
she's 23.
You're 30. Yeah, because you're 30. I mean, he wants to pretend he's like 33 or 34. You know, if he was 36, I'd believe it.
That's true. Do you feel like, I feel like something happened to her. Like trauma or something that we don't know about.
I agree.
Like a mother's boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. Yes, something like, yes, it feels, yes.
So we go, I just want to talk about this. So do you like, and his name is Torai, right?
I mean.
So Torai is Rob's friend.
I will say this, I am very attracted to him.
Oh no.
I know.
It's his personality. He has a gregariousness about him. He's like jovial in that kind of way. It's such an interesting like vibe when someone's like that. Like obviously he's on camera, but we see some people on camera like
He has a nice dick. Oops, too, I can tell. He's a nice dick.
Is there a way for me to put a picture up? Because I took a picture of him looking bug-eyed when he's talking about her.
There is not a way to put a picture up, but you can send it to me. Christina will put it up in the edit.
Okay, great.
And yes, for the people on Intimate Portrait. That you're gonna make me not be attracted to him anymore. Thanks, Wal. Thanks.
You're welcome.
He says a couple of interesting things. He's like,
okay, yeah, go ahead.
You know, this whole thing, this is a repeated conversation, which is that Torai was on, I think they said Bumble. At one point they said Bumble, now they just keep saying dating app. I feel like it's Bumble though.
Mm-hmm. It is Bumble.
Okay. And that Torai saw Sophie on Bumble, not on the friend side, and that
on the
he
date
like
side.
On the date side. Now, I have never, ever, in the entirety of my life, ever gone on a dating app for friends. Because I mean, friends are easy, you know? Like, who the fuck can't make, if you can't make friends, then, like, that's the least, I mean, I don't know, honey. Like, learn how to make a friend in real life, then find your loved one. I'm sorry.
Well, I feel like that goes back to, like, childhood trauma stuff. I think it's hard for her probably to relate to people.
You know what? You're right. I have a privilege. Okay.
No, not a privilege, but you just have, you are
just naturally talented.
Charisma.
You have charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
I know. Uh-huh. Yes. I am a drag
queen. Honey.
But yeah, so she's on that, and that's another thing. So we're going to meet her friend who she's known, and her name, which is Saray.
Saray. And she comes up and meeting her, and Tarai's immediately like, well, you weren't like made on this website to date women, were you? And I went, that's a stretch to say. Like, it just made me feel like this was a little bit fake.
It has to be, because we know that about her. She's like, well, I am boy, but I don't know. She's not even that, she doesn't say bi like that, but she's like, yeah, she's bi. And like, she hasn't told them, like, not even Saray knows. Saray, by the way, is definitely 42 years old, right?
Yes, 100%. That bang layered haircut says mid 40s. 100%.
The voice. Right? It was a face voice hair.
She's like, hello.
There's like a distinct Eastern European look that I didn't know was in fashion, but they both are going for it. It's like, I don't know if like they became friends and then Saray was like, oh, I want to look European. No. That's what that is giving me. No. Yeah.
No. Yes. No, that is, it's European, or she lives in Los Feliz and got a haircut on Hillhurst. Like, that's so LA specific, but you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
I do, but I don't think she lives on Hillhurst. And I think the reason why I say that she's not a Hillhurst person is the like baddie bat eyelashes that she had and the very fake Gucci bag that she had. God bless. So,
oh, see, I don't know if fake Gucci. Okay. Yeah. They go to a club.
Yeah. Where, by the way, Rob can't afford a club fucking ever. So like, that's my favorite part. My favorite part is like, Chris, we got you to a club. Don't you ever go to clubs? And Rob's like, it's $100 out here. You know, like, I'm not a hot girl.
And I wanted to say, that's the one thing you can do well in LA. When you look like that, you can go to a club.
Yeah. People, Rob is such a knob. When I hate him so much.
When you're like, that pretty, you don't have to pay to go to a club, you stupid idiot.
That's how bad his personality is. Like, if that's
absolutely.
If Rob had not even talent, okay? Not even talent, because with certain amounts of looks, if you are just nice and can have a conversation, you will fucking get far, right?
Yeah.
He is so uncomfortable and disagreeable to be around in every way that like no one would ever invite him to go anywhere for free. But only too happy to be like, please pay me $100 to have to like hear your voice.
Agreed.
They all meet up. Torre's like, listen, you know, women are very confusing. Or he's, what does Torre say that was like, women,
sometimes you can't trust them, you know, like
women are capable of anything. That's what he said. Women are capable of anything.
When he said that, I wasn't as attracted to him. I went, oh, I forget. You're just being a man. Thanks for being a man and ruining that, Trey. He's
F boy. He gave a little F. That was a very F boy.
Oh, he is very fuck boy. Now, speaking of fuckboy, 70 days into the engagement, 70, y'all. So it's only been, sorry, I'm hiccuping because I had wine.
No,
it's only 20 days in. 20 days in. Sophie's already.
From Dumbo.
I am. I do a hiccup.
Dumbo.
20 days in, Sophie's out living at her own place because apparently there is this type of like, it was confusing, but Rob, she found messages of Rob, basically women were sending him pictures and videos and he was responding to it. And then Sophie's like, this is what he did the last time. And we see this weird clip of, was Rob taping himself having an emotional breakdown in the car?
She
was taping it on the phone as evidence.
Yes.
Okay. And you see Rob, he admits, he says, oh, what am I supposed to do? I'm not perfect. And I went, this isn't about perfection. This is just about not cheating on somebody who moved across the pond to fucking be with you.
I'm sure he's addicted to sex and porn. That feels right. He has this thing where he like masturbates videos. No, I mean, he has masturbate videos.
God.
He masturbates. That's what she she said, like, she rubbed one out or rubbed one out or what the
was
fuck.
Was he on like OnlyFans or Chatterbait?
That's what I think. I don't know what chatterbait is, but you can tell me. But
I know what chatterbait is.
Chatterbait is where guys, I know because I have a guy, I was talking to Kyle about it, because that this is, I have a guy that I pay, I have a limit of $40 a month. And every time, that's all I pay him because he'll want more. But he lives in Colombia and he gets on chatterbait and he has a butt plug in his butt. And every time I give him a dollar, his butt plug vibrates and he says my name and he tells me he loves me. And that's the relationship I can handle right now.
What is?
Oh, okay.
I wish y'all could see their faces on the intimate portrait right now. I think. I'm surprised like, because Wah is a very black woman, and I just saw the color drain from your face. And I don't know if I feel good about that or not.
It didn't drain. What it is that when I go to Pornhub, they do ads for Chatterbait.
Yes.
So I.
So I've
seen it, but I don't, I mean, you know, for like educational purposes, I don't know exactly what it is. So like, I know it's a service, but just, that was just so enlightening. So thank you for explaining that to
me. I give him $40 a month and he bought a bicycle
in
Colombia. Like, I feel great. He's
community
probably
service.
Dating it's a woman. He tells me he loves me, but I give him $40, a butt plug vibrates, and he has an orgasm, and I enjoy it.
Yeah,
and
I love it.
That's, and we're going to get married. So that's where we are, and I feel good about that.
He has an orgasm every time? Or once? Okay.
Because I know when to tip. I know when to get him in his soft spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like it. I like that for you. Mm-hmm, I like that for him. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It's where I'm at.
Does he say Matt or does he say a mashu? Okay. Anyways, you have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. Anyways, so like,
you just
what
made me blush.
He says
mashu, and it's so attractive to me.
I love it. Okay, let's get back to Rob the Knob.
Oh,
so,
yes, Rob the Knob. Let's finish this up, and we can move on.
Rob the Knob is like, I'm not perfect. I try to be, I can't be because, and she's like, I'm not asking you to be perfect, Rob. I'm asking you to not cheat on me. And so she gets her own plays and she's like, what am I supposed to do now? What am I supposed to do? And I'm like, girl, go home.
Go home. Like you're rich. You're pretty.
But
go
she
home.
She wants the world to know that she doesn't use her family's money, which I'm like, is that a flex or
flex.
Did something happen?
No, both.
Both.
Because she says, she's like, she's crying. She's like, no one wants to see their partner get turned on by someone else. And I went, bitch, you didn't tell him you're bisexual and that you get turned on by women. So there's a little bit of hypocrisy in all of this.
Yeah. And there's nothing like, I mean, not that there's nothing wrong with it, but in certain circles, there's nothing wrong with your partner being turned on by somebody else because that can only help you in your relationship too. So it isn't intrinsically
wrong.
Rob isn't
going to be cool with that.
Yeah, it isn't intrinsically wrong. It's wrong if you guys haven't set up that it's okay or that, you know, whatever. Yes.
Let me say this. If it's, he can't, okay, he has enough, he does not have enough money to be sending constant OnlyFans and people shit. So these women have to be sending him hot videos of them because he can only trade on what he can trade on, which is his looks sans personality. So he can only get women from the internet because he can put up a picture of him and then, you know, they talk to him.
He can't talk to them.
Correct. Yeah. So exactly.
Good point.
But he can't, but he also can't afford it. So like I would be, if I was Sophie and I found out he was spending any amount of money on women, I like to go to OnlyFans, I'd be so upset. I'd be like, fucking get me a bathroom first. You know what I'm saying?
Same.
I think that one other thing that Wah brought up and is true is that she, again, it's not mad really so much that he cheated. It's just that she doesn't know what to do now, which we're like, go home. But she's like, it's because she wants to live in LA. She wants to, this woman is chasing the,
now that
like,
I know that she
Jenner.
Does OnlyFans, she wants to be LA famous. Exactly.
Yeah, she wants to live in LA. So that's the reason why she's doing all of this. I don't think that she's rich. There's not a chance in hell that gave birth to her, that like talks on the FaceTime with her. I don't believe that woman has ever had like a credit limit of over, I'll just go ahead and say 7,000 pounds.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they own a yacht. I don't think they live that life.
It never happened. I mean, come on. And so having said that, yeah, I think that she's here. She's put a lot on stake. This is someone who's 23. This is has her all her eggs in one basket. This is the kind of girl that would get married early on because she thinks it's what she's supposed to do, or she thinks it's going to be great. And then we'll just like ignore every red flag, like he's a narcissist or he doesn't like her, or he's cheating on her, because it's like blink, blink to the end. She even said, you know, like how different he looked when he was upset about the kids, you know? And it's like, I think that she just thinks in some like fairyland that he's obsessed with her. And all she has to do is maintain the way she looks for the rest of her life this exact way. Won't be too hard.
This is the problem of when you date a man who looks like that.
Yes.
He's always going to be looking at other women. Like you're never, even no matter how beautiful you are, he can get, because sadly, beautiful men have more pull than beautiful women.
Even ones who live in shacks with roaches with no bathroom.
It's interesting because I personally am not someone who goes after like beautiful men, and there's something about too beautiful of a man is somehow unattractive to me. And we can talk about my own insecurities.
I know 100%. I just want a homely doctor, please. Yes. I want a homely cardiologist. That is all I want.
No, unfortunately, I don't want anyone homely. Like normally I am like, I happen upon men who are handsome. Even if there are other things about them, they're still in the face handsome. Well, because in my mind,
beautiful women.
If I accidentally get pregnant, I would like my children.
That's part of genetics.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes.
Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens. To Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
Let's jump into, we don't have to talk about them long because I don't really love to talk about Nazis a lot. Let's talk about Nikki and Justin or Igor or.
So he is an there,
you know, I make that joke, but there is this. So we do need to address this. There's, and Jake and I were texting about it. But basically there's this video of Justin/Igor in a costume, I guess for like a Halloween thing. It's been on the Instagram for like 4 months. And he's driving down and it's very clearly a Nazi costume. And he is kind of celebrating that. And apparently people called him out about that. And he basically called woke Americans were stupid. And then he deleted the post.
I didn't know that. God, so, why do they keep doing this with these problematic Eastern Europeans? The same thing with the little person from Russia with the guy from AZ.
What did Jake call her? The littlest Klan member?
Alina? Ooh. Alina? Alina? Yeah, Alina, and yeah. Whatever his name is. Caleb.
Nothing. Yeah, like, so that is what's happened. There is nothing that has happened in response from 90 Day Fiancé to that.
Of course not.
So
I don't like. I don't. I'm not intending to speak for the trans community in any shape, way, or form. I just don't like Nikki Exotica's representation. There's something about it that I feel like TLC is baiting us, or just they're trying to.
Okay, so let's talk about this because I'm on two sides of this. I'm on one side of this where I agree with you. I think Kyle from Cray Cray has talked about this too. Like, she's not a great representation of trans people. And another part of me says, why does she need to be a representation of trans people? She is a person. That's who she is. But I think what maybe you're speaking to, and I don't want to speak for you, so I'm just kind of like, but tell me if I'm right on this. I'm imagining you might be speaking to, because I've been thinking about this a lot, like what bothers me about Nikki. And I feel like we see it a lot in this episode, and we've known from her past when her and Justin/Igor were fighting. I do feel like she weaponizes her transness against him.
Yes. Yes.
That's what bothers me.
Yes.
And I think that's so apparent because she needs to go to therapy. And I know everyone has their own process, but in every it was like a broken record. They couldn't even go to dinner. They couldn't walk around. Like everything was like my transness. You're not seeing my transness, my transness, my transness. And I wanted to say, but you're not giving him space for recognizing that this is someone that you screamed at him in a fight years ago. Well, fuck you. Do you know you've been fucking a man the whole time or whatever? I'm trans. And now he is questioning like, am I gay? Am I not? I don't know. And this is someone who comes from the same town as Andre, from like the most like hyper masculine. And I'm not saying like men's rights. Oh, feel sorry for the guy. I don't mean that, but I mean that for someone you love, I feel like she gives him no space to breathe in this new type of relationship that he is trying to live in.
I agree. That is what I'm saying. I don't think that she, that it's because she brings it up that I'm like, okay, in that fashion, I just don't. But again, I am willing to be wrong in that. Who am I? I am no one. I am not a trans person. I am I feel that I'm an ally, but somebody can put me in my place in a second.
Same.
Put me in my place. Mm-hmm. So I will ride that line and say no more.
No.
I will ride that line for sure, for sure. But there's just some things, like, it feels like she does weaponize it when she did say, this whole time you've been da-da-da, which means that she has problems and that she hasn't come to terms with it.
I think we relate to it in that I am gay, you both are practically gay, but are huge allies in the community. And I think all three of us, I have trans friends.
Yes, so I have trans friends. I'm a person of color. I'm a woman.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Chris, I don't even have to ask. Chris knows so many like LGBT people in Los Angeles for years. And so
true.
I will say none of the trans friends that I have that I know well behave this way towards someone they love.
Okay, can I say what it's hard because as an ally, you want people that maybe don't have a lot of trans people they see every day to see someone on TV and see their humanity. Now, you're right. It doesn't have to be. Why? But you can't put that on every trans person to like show up in such a way. And we just had a whole ass season of fucking Cleo, like literally being like incredibly elegant,
human.
Incredibly sensitive, incredibly, very human, of course, but incredibly introspective, incredibly sensitive.
And I'm forgetting his name.
Overly aware.
The season before that on The Other Way.
Gabe. Gabe.
And with Gabe, yeah.
Yeah, so Nikki's not the first trans person, so we don't have to, on the show, so we don't have to, like, put this on her. It's just that I guess sometimes we live, obviously, in a very violent world that's very aggressive towards people, and there's a lot of hate out there. So sometimes when I can see something percolating where I'm like, oh, fuck, it can be like, it give me anxiety, but what am I taking on? You know, like, trans people are human, just like we all said. So there's just going to be every sort of person. And Nikki, in every way, is acting like a middle-aged, you know, over-the-hill, rich Beverly Hills housewife who's gotten every plastic surgery done and wants a boy toy. Like nothing like that is how she acts, except that yes, sometimes like when she's fighting with him and then she's like, well, it's the hormones. I want to be like, okay, but you did take them. And if you took them, you decided to do something that you did and it's now affecting how you're treating other people. So is there a way to marry what you are the transitional journey you're on where you can still not be like really aggressively violent and or verbally abusive or whatever to people that you love.
Like her mother said to her, like basically she called her mother and was like, were you a raving bitch to him? And she was like, no. She's like, you've been terrible to me. You scream at me. You're emotional to me. So that was validation when the mother actually said that because I agree with you. I'm like, am I not being sensitive enough?
Yeah.
Like for Nikki, am I not seeing her side? Because I feel like she's just kind of dragging Justin repeatedly, or Igor. I'm sorry, I don't know what his name is.
Shit is rude too. Naming him something else.
They're talking, you know, I do, especially last episode. I mean, I have been in a relationship where someone did not want me physically, and that is one of the worst feelings in the world. It makes you feel so unloved. It makes you feel like trash. It makes you feel used. So I understand her feelings of that. So I think that's – but it's the way that she is goes from zero, like she says, zero to 1,000. She's screaming at him into this park. And then he says this like weird fucking quote of, save your power for our love. And that in, and that melts immediately melts her. And she's just like, and so she calls her mom. We had that conversation. We kind of could talk about that and already. And so she's like going to take her mom's advice. And then they go to dinner. And then it's like they're having wine. And he's like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. And she's like, which gym are you going to? He's like, well, I'm going to go this gym. I'll go work out while you're sleeping. Because he knows she takes forever to get ready, too.
Yeah.
Because clearly he wants to go work out in the morning, like at 8 a.m.
Yeah, I don't want to wait around.
And she's like, no, I'll go with you. And he's like, well, okay, well, then we should go to the other gym. And she's like, why do you want to go to the other gym? And he's like, no, I get what he's saying. He's trying to say, Americans that I know are used to an Equinox. Where I go out and work out, it's like the LA Fitness on Wilshire Boulevard. It's got very low ceilings. There's no air conditioning. It's cheap. It's what I pay. You're going to hate it. And she immediately takes it like, are you afraid they're going to see me because I'm trans? And I'm just like, oh my God.
No, it's not because you're trans. It's because you look crazy. Like, it's because you have chosen to look like a crazy person. That's why.
That's her aesthetic. That's her, she says it. She had said, her, you cannot change me. That's her aesthetic.
Yeah. So I'm going to hide you instead.
The one thing that made me upset last episode is that if you are a makeup artist, then why are you lying to this man to say that you're going to do natural makeup if bitch is going to put on a full fucking strip and bottom strip? Like, you know, like, babe, like, you know, and this really hurt me because her makeup was different. Honestly, I will say this. Did you see how when the wine came, he shot the wine?
Yes. He just went gone.
No, I'll tell you. Yeah. He had white wine. I don't know, it was a Sancerre or it was a buttery Chardonnay. He was like, what wine? And the wine was gone. I mean, I was like, who do you think that was? I mean, I understand it was a lot of wine. And like, yeah, he.
I think Justin's going through some things.
He just needed to get it done. He needed to get that feeling immediately.
I mean, I'll tell you this though. He does hear her in this moment that she gets clocked and that she feels some type of way. And he gets up after this woman has said whatever. And at least like, he does give her physical, like.
He gets up and kisses her in front of this restaurant.
Yeah.
A little awkward because it's like, who does that? And who just stands up?
I honestly don't even know if she got clocked. I kind of
feel don't think she got clocked either, you guys. They're looking at her because she looks crazy. Also, none of their faces are blurred. So they all sign in whatever. Oh. And they agreed to be. Shown. So there the fact she's like, oh, they clocked me. I'm like, girl, they didn't clock you. You look fucking crazy.
They didn't clock you because you look like you're a bee in human form.
You look like Beast starring Linda Hamilton and whomever.
Stop it. The guy who was Hellmouth.
Hellboy.
Hellboy
and Lisa Hellboy. Hamilton from
my
like 1989.
Loved that show. We used to watch that every night.
Oh, my mom loved it too.
My mom would knit and we would watch it together.
They lived in the sewers.
All right. We've got one more couple and then we'll do our part two. Let's talk about y'all. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh my God.
New couple alert. What? Yeah. What'd you say?
51 minutes already. We've only done 2.
I know. We've got like 4 months. We're dead. I'm telling you.
I can't believe this.
Well, before we started the show, Wah said, why do you do 2 parts? And I said, because Jake and I talk too much and you doubted me. And now we're here and you're going to be up all night. You don't judge.
Daddy Mufasa.
In my defense, I warned you both.
It's okay. I'm going to keep muting myself and eating bits of taco. Okay.
Yeah. No, please. Let's talk about new couple work. Clayton, 30, and Annalie. I did not get her age. I don't know what her age is.
Who knows? She's a scammer.
So, okay. Clayton is cybersecurity analyst. He lives in Lexington, Kentucky. Y'all, he has many animals, meaning, first off, his guinea pigs, baby pig, and chocolate. Mm-hmm. And I wrote, I am triggered because a lot of people don't know this. This is something I'm going to admit here on Reality Gays. I am scared of guinea pigs, mainly because I went to visit my friend Lori. She was going to school up at OU and I went to go visit her and she said, come over to my sister's house. And I went to her sister's house and her sister had like a 7-year-old daughter at the time who is now like 25 years old. But I went over to her house and I went in the daughter's room and she had a pet guinea pig And she opened that cage and I said, oh, I've never seen a guinea pig. And I went to pet that guinea pig. And she said, go ahead. And I stuck my hand in there and that guinea pig leaped out of the cage and bit the end of my finger and drew blood. Oh. And I screamed, and the guinea pig ran under the bed. And then that 7-year-old looked at me and said, that's why we call her Princess Sharptooth. And I thought, could have told me before I tried to pet the guinea pig.
Oh, and to this day,
I was scared to, I got, it's like, it's not as bad as birds, but I am triggered with guinea pigs.
Oh my gosh. And as Jake would say, we have to move on. Just kidding. just kidding. I just wanted to say that. The whole time when you started on the story, I went over to my friend's house. I said, yay! It's an Oklahoma story! I get to be Jake!
It was an Oklahoma. We have, you're right. We have to move on.
No, he has five... We have to move on. He has five animals. He has two guinea pigs, two chihuahuas, and one mom. So
the mom has the smallest cage of them all.
And she was like, this is my room. And we find out she's a fucking hoarder.
Okay. Oh, when he said she's a light hoarder, this is not, I loved hoarders. I love hoarders.
The woman collects corks.
Seeds, fruit seeds, plant seeds. And it was molded into a
protein bars
from 2 years ago that she's like, just bought them. just bought them.
This is not, so y'all, what do y'all think? DOA, is this relationship going to work out?
No fucking way is it going to work out. She won't stand it. She knows, like, that's like, you know, this is the thing where it's like
Kyle and Noon.
Yeah. Where I don't know. Like, yeah. Like, well,
Kyle and Noon are together. I love them.
Yeah, they're still together. They're not going to, there's no way this is going to like be a power couple like that.
Oh, isn't Kyle the one who had the roach infested home that he brought Noon to?
He did have the roach infested home that he brought Noon to. Yes, with his roommate who walked around naked.
That was also in New Orleans. I'll tell you right now that no person comes and likes living in New Orleans for some reason.
No.
Yara's like, fuck this place. Fuck this NOLA.
I mean, I love that they interview mom and mom's like, well, I thought this would be temporary, but it's longer than temporary. Oh, and so mom has been here for a while. She's saving up to get her own place.
She's never leaving.
Annalie is coming to live with it. We don't find a lot out of, I think they're burying the lead because we get a lot about him. Like, y'all, he's a gamer. He's a nerd. We get it.
His best friend, he's never met, like that part, wait.
In person.
No, wait, he's never met his best friend.
Let me ask you a question. Well, so just, is it Fortnite or like what game, like it's Call of Duty or it's like one, okay. So this motherfucker has been playing the same game for years, so much so that he hints at this. I just want to hit it home. It seems like, well, he played enough minutes for 2 years of playing this game fucking nonstop. He's so good at it that he has all the shit. He's like an upper echelon where he's playing at a high level. And I don't know what game it is, but it means that he gets access to like different skins and different weapons and shit like that. And he has skins. Like gamer friends. I know because I have like nephews and they told me this or whatever, but like he has this one friend and the one friend is hot.
He is hot.
Gorgeous man that they look at and they talk their lives every day, but they never met in real life. And that part, okay, Matt, is this a little bit of like just like a male thing where it's like you don't like if you're just a male friends with someone, like you don't need like physical contact, or like are you just like, oh, whatever, we just see and talk to each other, it's not a big deal?
Are you asking, is there some homoeroticism in there?
I need your opinion. But here's the thing, would they have met? Wouldn't there have been a little what do we meet? I don't know, just see what it's like.
I mean, you know? I watched this episode yesterday and I'd be lying if I say that when I went to bed last night, I had this dream of
Rob cheating on you, yeah, and then you had to check your phone. Yes.
Clayton was playing a game with Cameron and they're playing and calling. He's like,
Cameron with a butt plug.
Yeah, and he said, oh man, you shot me. You killed me. He's like, oh, that sucks. And he's like, you know what I like to do whenever I got killed in the game? He's like, what? He's like, I like to rub one out, bro. Do you want to do that together? And then they end up just camming. That's what I'm imagining.
Camming?
Camming. Like just jacking off in front of one another, in front of the camera. And then when Cameron leans up to shoot with his big, huge penis, Clayton goes, "You got me, man. I'm dead."
Oh,
right.
That's
Was
a
that
good
just
one.
Me?
No.
Well, it's no longer just you.
No longer just you. Yeah. Also, I want to talk about the different hats that each animal had on.
Okay, yes, thank you. Let's go back to that. Okay. There's.
Okay, this is what I want. Okay, go ahead, Walk.
So we had a fire truck hat.
By the way, these rodents are like, you know how like, you know how Princess Bride, they all go to that fucking forest and there's like the rodents of unspeakable size or whatever. It's like the ones that they have to kill in the rodent forest. That's how big these guinea pigs are. They are huge monsters, like 1,000-pound guinea pigs. They are.
Because the mama keeps feeding them snacks, Chris.
I know. Like she's feeding him like, they're feeding those guinea pigs like those, you know, granola bars of like 5 years ago. Like those, 100%. I'm surprised that those guinea pigs are alive, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. She's going to feed them to death. And then those chihuahuas are, those are the fattest chihuahuas. When he said I was a chihuahua, I said, that's a lie.
That's
chihuahuas
a lie.
Are skinny.
Skinny,
fucking
they're
annoying.
Shivering because they're cold. These are fat, hot chihuahuas.
These are fucking fatty ass chihuahuas.
And there was a fire truck guinea pig.
Yeah. This man has enough money to be able to take a fat ass guinea pig to the vet. I'm going to tell you right now. I had pet insurance and I had a pet. And that pet went to the doctor and I was like, never again.
Never again.
Never again. Like,
no, it's
only
so
in the state of an emergency. So the fact that he just took this dog, this guinea pig, and they knew him means that he spends a lot of money.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How much time do you think mom has spent in that storage unit?
Not much. It's no fucking space.
Oh, that is when she opened that door. I gasped and I went, oh, this is, please do an episode, do a crossover of TLC, do a crossover of Hoarders for this woman.
That blonde, the blonde woman, my favorite hoarder lady with that streaky hair. You know, she's pure blue eyes, a streaky blonde. Yeah, you know, like
Dr. Zeg.
Is she the one that had the dead cat bones underneath her? Yes. That was my the one who comes in and helps me. Yes.
Dr. Z. Dr.
Oh, I love Hoarders.
I think that, you know, that mom doesn't have all the teeth there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm afraid because the minute that she gets there, she's not going to want the mom to live there.
Zazio. There's Dr. Zazio.
Zazio, yes. Yes.
I think that subtly, do you think the mom knows that her days are numbered?
No. This woman is living in the bliss of her own denial.
I want to agree with Wah because I don't want to go as dark as Chris just went, but also I think Wah is right.
I'm sorry. What's wrong with me?
You know what? Jake goes dark, so that's fine. And on that note, I think that's the show for part one, y'all. I think we're going to hit on.
I'm so excited for the next part.
That is the show. We're going to go to part. We'll jump to part two. I know I said we're going to keep on going, but we'll go ahead and end it now. And then part two, we're going to talk about Gino, Jasmine, the rest of the cast. Wadda, did you want to say something? You look like you want to say
something. Are we not going to finish talking about the girl? We didn't talk about the girl.
The girl. Sorry, the wine cooked in. I forgot about the girl. Talk about the girl. I'm so gay. I just talked about the guys and the gay sex scene I imagined in my sleep. I did not talk about the woman. I'm an asshole. Please continue.
Whatever her name is, she looks like Annalise. Annalise looks like she just stepped out of 2007. Nothing about anything she wore in any pictures that we saw looked like she was modern at all. She also has never told her father, who calls her 20 times a day. Who have great relationships with our father. Does your father call you 20 times a day?
Not never.
Not even in his darkest times does my father call me 20 times a day. So something's weird with that.
Where is she from again?
Peru.
Thank you.
This is like a Manuel. This is the female Manuel. This person's parents have no ideas. First of all, where's her mother? Hopefully she's not gone onto the, you know, Netherlands. But like, the Holy Land.
I'm so gay. I forgot all about this. The fact that dad doesn't know anything about this relationship.
Nothing. And he has trauma, Clayton, or whatever his name is, because he's like, I've been hidden before, and I don't want to feel like no one,
I went, this is not the first time you've been hidden in a relationship.
No, that's not
something you say, uh-oh, they're not talking about me again. Ugh, I can't believe this happened for the fourth time.
Yeah, this man starts crying. He starts crying at some point because he's like so upset about something.
I mean, such a terrible host. I appreciate you both keeping this on track because this needs to be discussed.
No, I love that. I love the fact that he tells the girl, like he tells the friend. For a moment, I was like, is this like Patrick and Thais that like her journey will be that she has to come? And he's like, all right, babe, let's FaceTime.
They're still together though, right?
Yes, they have babies. Mm-hmm. The baby looks just like him.
Patrick. Oh, mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, yeah.
I liked him.
Mm-hmm. Especially Spackles. You loved his brother. We all love his brother.
Spackles. Loved them all.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I think did
you hear that Emily and Kobe now are having another baby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, third time. I got to say,
those are really, happy in that really picture. Cute babies.
Yeah, they're very fertile. I mean, they just keep making babies.
I got to say, I don't mean to make you jealous, he was so fucking sexy in real life.
Oh, I hate you.
I mean,
I know he has like that Cameroonian swag.
Yes, swag. He had so much swag. Loved him. I actually enjoyed Emily as well.
I believe it.
I saw them in the airport and I was like hiding from them because I talk so much shit. I mean, the truth is like, yes,
they don't
I do
know who you
go
are.
These-
they don't know who any of us are.
Oh, great.
No, they didn't know me at all. I was like, hey, I'm Matt with Reality Gaze. And like, what do you do? And I wanted to say, I talk shit about you. And Jake's really drugged you through the cult. But no. No. Okay. Did I miss anything else? Did we actually finish up?
I think he speaks Spanish. They met on app for people who are learning English or Spanish. And she jumped on his page and didn't say hi. So
just
he reached out to her. And she was like, okay. And then when when he proposed, he was like, will you marry me? And she was like, ha, 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 sure.
He's like, no, I was being serious.
Yes,
really.
And so he's like, oh, I hope everything's okay. But she's a scammer. Like, so there's that.
You think she's a scammer?
Yeah. She hasn't told her family. And she didn't even really say like, yes, yes. And then like, yeah.
I want to know, do you think that he's given her money?
Yes.
Yes.
I do too. And I bet you. So I will say that my little prediction is that'll be another piece of nugget information we get like episode two or three of them. And I think it's going to be a large sum. Yeah. I think it's going to be like, and maybe it'll be a conversation that happens with his friend that hates him and won't meet him in real life, like playing video games, or the mom who will just from the walk-in closet be like, how about the time he gave her $20,000? Oh, I forgot to take one thing. Oh, we talked about Nikki and oh my God, can we go back?
Yeah, we can go back.
Nikki and Igor and Justin. Nikki paid for Justin's. I know it. Okay. Very God. Very good. Dear God. Nikki paid $7,000 for Igor/Justin's nose job. Discuss.
I got to say, him not saying that she gives him money ever was gross.
It is gross, but he says that he pays her back. So that's why he wasn't mentioning it. Do we think he pays her back?
That's some machismo male, Andre shit. Of like, Johan, you don't give me money because I pay you back. Johan. So therefore, yes, yeah, it's Johan. Like, well, Johan, I don't mind that he scams miserable bitch. Oh. that's what we call Danielle. We call her miserable.
They call her miserable.
No,
bitch.
I know. I know.
But because she knew what she was, whatever. She lied to him. He's sanky panky. She's trying to act like it's not. Yeah. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but really do you think that Justin is using Nikki for money?
Okay.
No. So,
oh wow.
Wow.
Okay. Chris. I'm gonna tell you this right now. This entire time, yes, I thought so. And as he sat at this dinner when he shot that wine, I entertained the possibility of him being real. So then I was like, okay. And I'm going to entertain this idea of this man coming to grips with his sexuality and or not even knowing, like, if he can call it, like, you know, I'm like, does the man know the word pansexual? Like, what does this man know?
No.
Like, I don't know. You know, like, I'm just like, what am I, like, sitting in, like, he says he has to open his body up to the idea of her or, like, open up his body. He says words like this.
I think men are into them or you're not. I don't think this. I think he's not into her.
Okay. Okay. You said that you know what it's like to be with someone who like doesn't whatever like want to like whatever be with you like sexually. There are times in which I think maybe, but I'm a cisgender female where society puts on men of any sexuality that they have to be hyperly virile, hyperly horny and or full of vigor, that they are just walking around God's green earth being like, okay, wait, put my penis in this, put this, put my penis, put penis, put penis, put penis, you know? And so because of that, like even like, you know, people, you know, a horrible thing that, you know, that would happen like to bisexual and pansexual people is that what they get this label that they want to put their penis in literally anything.
Asexual and people too. Yeah.
Oh, I guess in the sense of, yeah, but like, here's a, you know, so I'm like, okay, do we allow this man the grace of understanding where his body and his sexuality is? Or is it, I, in my gut, feel like he's known her so long that he would have had to use those years to get over it. So I feel like it's fake. Because if they had just started talking now and he just started to realize that maybe this is an opportunity to be with her, I would understand this beginning journey of this.
Yeah, that's why I feel like it's fake. He has the emotional connection. He knows her. And it's not like they don't have sex every day. They've gone for months without having, like a long time without having sex. So that's why I feel like even if you're not like horny, virile man, like I feel like most relationships, even a healthy relationship, should have sex once a week. Once a week. That's not asking for a lot. It's on a Saturday morning when the kids are at soccer camp, Sunday night when the kids are whatever. Once a week is not that much. I feel like something, even if you're aside, something should happen at least once a week. Because otherwise, you're just friends.
All right, that's fair. But I also think that he might have been attracted to her, but now she looks so fucking crazy that he's just like...
I mean, can you imagine that face on top of you?
No, never in my life.
I mean, I said this, unfortunately, Matt, the hardest thing for me to look at her, are her eyes. Babe, the hardest thing...
A lot of work.
The, for some reason, the eyes, the color change creates a sort of sex doll-ness where I can't focus on them in such that I can like, I can't hang my hat on them eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to tell you, like, you know, like, because the hat won't be there in the morning, you know, like,
It's a wild and crazy place.
All right. I think is that I love that That's, I love that y'all were like, you talk so, I said, that's a show and you both went, wait, there's more. Did we get everything of those three couples? I think we did.
Yeah,
right?
We got it now.
All right.
We got it
now. We're gonna go, y'all go to realitygaze.com. Go to, is it docusweeties.com or where can people find you? Instagram, TikTok?
Mm-hmm. We have docusweeties on Instagram, docusweeties on TikTok, and docusweeties one on Twitter.
Okay, great.
We have a Facebook group. It's called the Docu Tweeties, you know, Facebook group. And I'm Chris and she's Wah. And like, you know, go ahead and listen to us. We really need people to love us.
We are
just like these people need them to love us.
Again, you know? You're two of the funniest people I think
I know.
Period.
Oh, thank you.
Also, thank you.
Love you both. We love very you. Much. And thank you're you. Very, very good people.
Thank you.
Not that we it matters. You could be terrible, but you're still funny. But you're actually good people and funny, which mm-hmm. is apparently becoming a rare.
I'll tell you who's not that, Rob. Anyway, no, we love you so Rob. Much. We obviously wish
love you back. Thank you for jumping in, and we'll be doing a part two as well. So be sure to check that out because Poodle's still shitting his pants from New Orleans. So prayers for Poodle. We'll prayers see y'all tomorrow. Poods. Until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, y'all? Don't you think? And did you been all the wrong places, and if you are trying to hang your hat on someone blue eyes and you're looking for that hat in the morning, you can call us.